run through your outing from start to finish in capsule form?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to do a full recap until I'm able to see the film. You know, you're only able to, you know, see so much from the field point of view. The things that definitely do jump out to me, you know, those first two series, we had some penalties. I threw some incomplete passes. You know, we weren't able to get into a rhythm as an offense. And I think anytime you struggle to get into a rhythm early, you're going to have a slow start to the game. And that's what you saw tonight. And there's no excuses for that. Honestly, I think that comes onto my shoulders. I have to find a way to spark this offense early, make plays for this offense early. And then, you know, going into the third series, I think we did some pretty good things on offense. We got some first downs. We ran the ball well. You know, the one thing I can tell you is the offensive line did a tremendous job tonight. I mean, I don't even think a finger got laid on me. And so those guys did a tremendous job up front. And, you know, we made some plays in that third drive, and we were able to, you know, move the ball down the field. And it was just unfortunate that we couldn't end, you know, the drive with a touchdown. And once again, you know, that falls onto me. And there's no one who's going to study the tape harder to figure out why we didn't score a touchdown on that drive and what we can do different next time to make sure that that drive does end in points. You know, because ultimately, early in the game, and I think you guys would agree, our defense was playing really good football. And our special teams gave us some great field positions. So now to play great complementary football, now it's on our shoulders as an offense when the defense and special teams are doing well. Now we got to go put points up on the board and start separating ourselves from our opponent. And like I said, there's no one who's going to study that tape harder. In fact, the sooner I can get out of here, I'm going to go watch it tonight.
Rock, it seemed like you missed long on a few throws. Mm-hmm. What do you think was the cause of that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I came to the sideline after I was done playing after that third series, and Coach Lee, our quarterback coach, said, "Boy, Brock, you really got some pop on your ball tonight." And I said, "You know what? I think you're right, Coach." So honestly, I think it was just a little bit of that first preseason game. I was excited to be out there again. I was having fun. And it's just developing that timing with the receivers. No excuses for it whatsoever. You know, there was a couple go balls. I think they landed out of bounds. That is unacceptable. I have to give my receiver a chance. I'm pretty sure, could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure in the history of the game, no ball has ever been completed that was thrown out of bounds. So that's unacceptable, and I'll get that cleaned up this week in practice. But bottom line, you know, I think offensively we did some good things. And then obviously there's a lot that needs to get cleaned up. Like I said, the slow start, we cannot do that. Especially when our defense and special teams are playing great football.
Now, in terms of, if this was a regular setting where you're already the number one and established, it would be one thing. But since it's a fight for the job, you're still able to, take this in stride without having too much angst over it?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that take place on a football field that sometimes they're out of your control. You know, football is the ultimate team sport. There's no one player that can really make or break a game. I mean, every once in a while you'll see this career game or career outing by somebody. But for the most part, I mean, it takes all 11 guys to be in sync on the same page, seeing and thinking the same things, and doing it in a matter of 2 to 3 seconds. So I'm not going to, you know, try to twist this too many different directions. I'm just going to go study the tape tonight hard and see what I can do better next time I'm on the football field. To help this football team be more successful.
What'd you think of the way Deshaun kind of pulled it out at the end? There's some nice deep balls. Did you enjoy watching that from the side?
Absolutely. Anytime you can get a win, whether it's preseason, regular season, it doesn't matter. Winning is a great thing. And at the end of the day, football in the National Football League is about one thing, winning, period. So to see that unit go out there tonight, to see those guys go out there and make some big plays late in the game, you know, convert third downs, make big plays on fourth downs. It's super exciting, and I know the team was very excited about everything, and the offense did a tremendous job of executing those plays and helping this football team get a win. But once again, it goes back to, you know, the offense doesn't get the opportunity to make those plays if the defense wasn't doing what they were doing all night. And Coach Williams had a great game plan, and it was a lot of fun to watch those guys play.
So, Brock, the other day at practice, there was a young man by the name of Max Whelan who had the opportunity of carrying your helmet. helmet off the field. He was like your escort.
Correct.
So I talked to him earlier today, and he was all still pumped up about it.
Wonderful.
So to be a player to be able to do that in that situation, what does that feel like?
Oh, it's great. Anytime you can give back, whether it be a young kid or helping out people in the community or whatever the case may be, that's what it's all about. You know, we're given this incredible platform as NFL players to be role models, to do good things in the community, to make positive impacts on people's lives. And so to hear that he had a great experience really makes me happy. And that's what this game's all about. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate to be part of a great organization that, you know, it seems like every single day there's something different like that going on at training camp. And we're constantly trying to give back to the community and, you know, meet as many kids as possible. So I'm glad he had a great experience.
Inside one play, the Kenny Britt play in the corner of the end zone, what did you see on that play from start to finish?
Yeah, so we broke the huddle, and the Saints came out in basically a blitz cover one type defense. So I knew I had to get the ball out on time because we were going to have 5 one-on-1 blocks up front. And I really liked the matchup with Kenny in the slot, so I audibled to a play that we have, made a check at the line of scrimmage, and you know, I think we were within inches to making a great play. And that's that timing I'm talking about. You know, there's nothing, like I've told you guys before, that can replicate game reps. And so now that we've gone out there tonight as a group and got those reps, we'll clean up those little things and clean up those little inches to make sure that those are touchdowns next time.
Hey, Brock, I know we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves on Miles, but what are you seeing in this kid?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, tonight I didn't get to see much because I was busy looking at the, you know, the iPad and the tablet and things like that. But as far as practice goes, he's got an extremely high motor, plays very hard. He's a smart football player, and he just has some athletic ability that is just truly incredible. You know, I've seen him, you know, kind of lower his shoulder and bend around some offensive tackles without losing any speed, and that's very difficult to do. So he's just a great teammate. He's a great person. He brings a positive attitude every single day to the building, and he's a lot of fun to be around, and he's a lot of fun to watch play.
Pretty good. Brock, people love that long ball of Kaiser's, and that was really the only offensive excitement generated today. Do you understand that plays like that and this quarterback competition are going to sway people, and are you ready for that?
You know, I think the only opinion that I need to be, you know, concerned about is Coach Jackson's. And outside of that, it's a completely irrelevant deal, and I'm going to focus on my game tape from tonight. Seeing what I did good, seeing what I didn't do so good, what I can learn from, cleaning those things up. And like I said, the only opinion I'm concerned about is Coach Jackson and our quarterback coach, Coach Lee.